Welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain. I'm Mike Buteau, Editor-in-Chief of PCD&F and Circuits Assembly. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB West Virtual 2020, the annual conference and trade show with more than 125 hours of training on PCB design, fabrication, and assembly. This year's show starts September 7th and runs through October 12th. Visit PCBWest.com for details. I'm very excited about today's guest. She is Mariah Root, and she is quality manager at Z-Axis, an EMS firm in New York State. Mariah joined Z-Axis as a customer service coordinator in 2006. She has been on the internal ISO audit team since 2011 and was promoted to quality manager in 2016. And she just won a Millennials in Manufacturing Award from Fuse Hub, the statewide manufacturing extension partnership center for New York State. According to Fuse Hub, the awards celebrate young professionals who are doing their part to strengthen New York State's manufacturing industry. By recognizing their achievements, Fuse Hub says, we hope to encourage more people to pursue careers in manufacturing. Most of my guests have been in the industry as long or longer than me, which is now going on 30 years. So I'm eager to get a fresh perspective on things. Mariah, let's start by asking, what attracted you to the electronics manufacturing industry?
I actually didn't have an attraction to the electronics manufacturing industry.
Okay.
My bachelor's degree was in business, so I started here in sales in 2006, like you stated, which was kind of my passion, the business end. But sales works very closely with manufacturing, especially here because we're a very small company. So the more that I correlated with them and saw the different parts of the business, I knew that what I was doing was, to be candid, extremely boring. I was very eager to get out there. It's different every day, and there's so much that goes on. Working in manufacturing, you truly leave with a sense of gratification every day. You've accomplished something. You've satisfied somebody's needs. It's very rewarding.
Do you end up having a lot of direct contact with the customers?
I do, actually. That was one of the things when I went from sales to quality, that was probably one of the biggest deterrents on my behalf, because I got to talk to all the customers, find out what they need. I was talking to somebody different every day. That was exciting to me. Like, oh, how can I help them? How can I get them their products sooner, satisfy their needs? And in quality, I still have that contact. They're contacting me directly for most of the time. Unfortunately, it's for something they want to change or something that they don't think that we quite did correctly, but it's still equally as rewarding to understand how to better align with what they're looking for, take the problem at hand and solve it.
So when you moved over from the sales side, you probably had to interview with some older engineers and techs, I would imagine.
I actually didn't. Michael, the owner of our company, he was looking to move the quality manager to the production manager, which left the quality position open. And in sales, like I said, manufacturing was so much more exciting. I constantly was telling him, I'm bored. I need more. I wanted to be the project manager, which was a direct liaison between all of them. I just liked how the pieces fit together. You were never bored. You never ran out of things to do. And I expressed interest, not necessarily in quality, but in doing more related to tying all of those pieces together. And he came in one day and he's like, you know what? I have the perfect position for you, because I'm very type A, I'm very OCD, and I'm very black and white. He said, I have the perfect position for you. And moving the quality manager into the production manager's position left a mentor here for me. And he's still here. So I worked very closely with him for the first couple of years. He's taught me everything I know in the position. Between him and Michael, I couldn't have been successful without either one of them.
So how many folks would you guess are employed by Z-Axis right now?
I believe we have high 80s, maybe 88, 89 full-time and maybe a half a dozen part-time.
And are you on the younger side?
Well, when I started here, I was the youngest employee. Right now, I would probably say I'm maybe middle of the road. I'm one of the older millennials, but the majority of the employees here, I would say, are millennials.
When you made that jump into the manufacturing side, was it ever intimidating, you know, working side by side with process engineers, other technicians, many of whom are probably quite a bit more experienced than you?
I wouldn't call it intimidating. They had so much to offer me. I could learn so much from each and every one of them, and especially in the different positions, because here we have a full design engineering staff on hand, and we have a full manufacturing engineering support staff for production. And the gentleman I was speaking of that was the quality manager, now the production manager, he's an engineer, and our owner's also an engineer. So they all look at things from a different perspective. So I have every resource I would ever need to be successful under this roof. There's always an outlet to turn to ask. So although it could have been intimidating, I guess I used it to my advantage.
So the quality manager has a lot of responsibility and authority within the typical assembly shop. How did you go about demonstrating that you were prepared for the task?
Well, like I stated, I wasn't necessarily prepared other than being an internal ISO auditor. I understood how our system worked from that level. But as far as the actual quality manager aspect, I was taught, it was on-the-job training. I was taught everything I knew basically as I went. I did take some courses at RIT while I was the quality manager in regards to ISO. But other than that, everything was taught to me. And like I stated, we have a wealth of knowledge under this roof.
Did you take any of the IPC courses, go through 610 training, anything like that?
Yes, I'm IPC 610 certified. I took that my first year as the quality manager because how can I help the people if I don't know? And then... Yes, I've taken the challenge test since then to make sure that my certification stays up to date.
Let's talk about the Fuse Hub Award for a moment. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about and, you know, really what the significance of that award is?
Michael nominated me for that, the owner slash president, as the millennials in manufacturing. And I honestly didn't even realize that I qualified as a millennial. I guess I thought I was too old, but I made the cutoff by a couple of years. So that was flattering. But yeah, that was a huge honor for Michael to even nominate me, let alone to win a place in that. It tells you how strong the manufacturing in New York is and how much stronger they're trying to make it. And to recognize the millennials. Millennials often get a bad rap. So to kind of show that, you know, there are a lot of millennials working very hard to make things better, it was definitely exciting.
To that point, number one, it's always a great sign of respect when your boss singles you out and says, "Hey, look, I think this person is deserving of some greater recognition, even outside the company." So I mean, I'm sure that was a thrill in and of itself. The second thing is, you know, in my travels, because I go through a lot of shops over the course of a year, and from what I've seen, even though there's a lot of talk in the media, of which, of course, I am one, about the graying of the industry, in certain regions, they really don't talk about it much, because if you look around the factories, and even in the back office, there's a lot of people under the age of 35. You mentioned earlier that at this point within Z-Axis, a lot of the staff now is your age or younger. Does it create a different type of culture or energy, in your opinion, or is that still kind of flowing down from the top?
Well, even though Michael, the owner, my boss, is technically not a millennial, he is probably the most innovative person I've ever met. So although the older generation kind of gets tied up with the, you know, reluctant to change, doesn't want to digitize things. Michael is the polar opposite of that. So we keep up with all the technology, all the up-to-date things. Everything here is either digital or on its way to be digital. So that's driven from the top. And that's kind of the culture that is set here. And that's kind of what the rest of us fall into. Change. The only thing here that's constant is change. We are forever changing with the times. So we don't kind of get stuck in that older, that graying atmosphere, I guess.
So you think there's ample room in the industry for younger engineers?
Oh, absolutely. And they always, we have a co-op program here. At any given time, we typically have two co-ops in our engineering department. And I mean, they definitely come in with their fresh perspectives, and they've either had a co-op before here or they leave to go to another one. And most of them say how much they've learned from here. A lot of our co-ops we've actually hired, they've came back as engineers. And as an engineer, I mean, this is a fabulous place to work. Actually, as an employee in general.
That's a good endorsement. Mariah, which schools does Z-Axis work with?
RIT.
Yeah. So, you know, you're now about 15 years or so into your career, at least in the electronics industry. Looking out a little bit further, do you have any specific career goals?
The only thing I've ever honestly thought about is I think that we could benefit from an operations manager position. We're too small probably to implement something like that right now because we're all working managers, so we all kind of take on that role. But if we were to ever get bigger or the business was to shift, that would be my goal. Honestly, I love every aspect of manufacturing and the tools that we're given. But to be able to tie it all together, that would be my ideal spot to retire from.
And just so that I understand something right, so do you report directly to Michael?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay. So it's a very flat organization.
Yeah. So we have Michael, I believe there's 8 managers, and then each department has employees. Out back, it's a little different. They're the production manager, which reports directly to Michael, but then he has 8 to 10 line leaders, and then they have departments of people underneath them.
Great. Well, Mariah, thank you so much for coming on PCB Chat today, and congratulations again on winning the Millennials in Manufacturing Award.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
Well, that brings us to a close to today's episode. I want to thank my guest, Mariah Root of Z-Axis, and I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's podcast, PCB West, the annual conference and trade show for the design, fabrication, and assembly industries. Visit the website at pcbwest.com. For PCB Chat, I'm Mike Buto. Have a nice day.